You know what happens when you let a child rule the roost? You turn them into a devil. And then they go through life not submitting to authority, and they don't understand because daddy didn't get the whip out. He didn't thrash them like he should have, and they made them live in fear of dad. Every child should have a holy fear of their dad and mother. You know, because here's what happens when children don't learn that. God says, children, obey your parents in all things, that it may go well with you. How many children would like to be well? Do you know that if you don't obey mother and dad, you're not going to be well? And then he also said that not only will it not be well with you, but you will not have a long life. So a mother or a father, especially a dad, that did not discipline his children, his sons and his daughters, to make them obey him, they knowingly lived in fear, knowing that daddy loved them, but that he also meant what he said when he spoke. And if they didn't obey him, then whenever they go out in the world, they don't obey God. They don't submit to God. And by not submitting to God, God don't let you get by with it like daddy does. He will bring sickness and pain upon you. You will be tormented, and then you will die early, and you might even get to go to hell to pay the price for it. Now, how many of you would like to see your children go to hell? How many children would like to go to hell? And if some of them says, I would, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. You get those DVDs back there, that those testimonies of heaven and hell. You listen to what those two men said that died and went to heaven. Man, they loved it and they didn't want to come back. But those two guys that died and went to hell, man, ooh, awful. I mean, one of the men that's not on there, we watched him later, David Weiss is his name. Anybody ever heard of David Weiss? Yeah, David Weiss, he was, a young 20-something-year-old young man when he died, and God sent him to hell. And he said, I was in this big cage, and this beast 14 foot tall walked in with these big ugly arms and reached down, and like he tore my arm off and throwed me against the wall. And when I hit the wall, like it broke every bone in my body, and I was in excruciating pain. And he said, I fell down to the floor screaming, don't hurt me. And that big beast walked over and says, this is just the preliminaries. This is just the beginning. This is just the very beginning. When I get through with you, then we'll turn you loose with some wild ones. And he reached down and picked him up again and slammed him against the wall. How would you like to be treated like that for eternity? No, thank you. No, thank you. It ain't worth it. If God says submit yourself to God, does he mean submit to God? You want to know why we got so many people sick in the church? Because we've not submitted to him. We've not obeyed the king. Do we have sickness and disease in the church? Yes, we do. A lot of it. Why do we have it? Since under the old covenant, he said, if we obey, how much sickness will we have? None. Now, under the old covenant, if you obey God, he promises you he will put no sickness and no disease upon you. And today, under the new covenant, we got people that are sick and afflicted. We got children that are handicapped, mentally retarded, and everything else. And I have people come to me from all over with children, men and women that are married, but yet they had sex before they got married. And their firstborn, usually the firstborn boy, sometimes he's the secondborn. But it's amazing how they have a firstborn girl, and the girl get away with everything, and the firstborn boy, he may be second or third, but he will be afflicted with some kind of a disease. And it's because the mother and father had sex out of wedlock. I've seen it over and over and over. But in the church today, God says, don't be unequally yoked. How many women marry a man that's not even a believer, thinking, I'll change him after I get married to him? I got news for you, girl. You can't change him. There's only one that can change him. Now, God can change him. Now, if you learn how to pray, I'll give you an example. What I mean when I say learn how to pray. Here, while back, Cheryl and the girls, The girls came to me and they wanted a dishwasher. When I built the ministry center, there was only me and one guy, so I didn't need a dishwasher. I know how to wash dishes. I can wash them good. And when I get through with my dinner, I clean up my kitchen and I don't have a dirty kitchen. So I didn't need a dishwasher. Well, after more and more people started coming out here working and everything, the girls told me one day, we need a dishwasher. I said, I got 1, 2, 3 dishwashers. They didn't like that, girl. They wanted an automatic dishwasher. They didn't want me to say they're dishwashers. They said, we need a dishwasher. I said, no dishwashers. 1, 2, 3 dishwashers. No, we want an automatic one. I said, well, you ain't getting one. Now, does that sound like an old hard-nosed guy? Sure, I'm a normal man. So the girls, they go to the throne of grace. And just like Hebrews 4:16 says, and they jump up in daddy's lap and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the man running the ministry, your son, Thurman, and my husband, Thurman, we want a dishwasher. And you said if just 2 or 3 of us agree on earth as anything, you'll get us a dishwasher. Now, I mean, I taught these girls too good now. And so after they go up and jump up in daddy's lap and they thank him for the dishwasher, they say, move on his heart and soften his heart and make him more like Jesus so we can have a dishwasher. Lord help us, huh? And so then they come along and they stick a little sign on the cabinet that says, the location of our new dishwasher. Now, do you have to act on your faith? Yes, act on your faith. So I come by and I look and I said, who put this sign on the cabinet? And the girl said, that's where our new dishwasher is going. I took it off, threw it in the trash. I said, like I said, I got 1, 2, 3 dishwashers. There ain't going to be no more dishwashers. So they went back to the throne of grace. Father, you haven't softened his heart enough yet. See, they don't say nothing to me. Because, see, they've learned a woman can't do nothing to a man. You can't get. So women that are trying to get their husband, they're bickering with him or pleading with him or whatever they're doing, you're wasting your breath. You're wasting your breath. But when you go to your father, who can move on the heart?
Daddy.
Oh, daddy. He can move. In fact, Proverbs 21:1. What does that say? The king's heart, that means anybody's heart. Not only the king. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Stop and think about what this is saying. Now let me ask you this question before we read the rest of this. If I were to ask you, I used to make this statement. If there was any place God messed up, he messed up when he gave you and me a free will. But I've now realized God didn't give us a free will. We don't have a free will. We only have a free will if nobody's praying. If nobody's praying, then you can just go the way of the world. That's just the way you're going to go. Nobody's going to find Jesus. Without somebody praying for you or me, we're going to go the way of the world. So it says the king's heart, or my heart, Thurman's heart, or your heart, is in the hand of the Lord. And it's as the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. Now then, what causes God to turn your heart to go a different direction? Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for you. Now then, when the girls begin to pray for me and go to the throne of grace, God began to soften my heart. He began to work on my heart. And I didn't know why, but one day I come in and I said, okay, girls, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to buy you all a dishwasher. And I bought them a dishwasher. And I put it in and they use it all the time. Now then, every woman needs to learn how to pray for her man. Because you can't get him to do anything if you try to get him to do it on your own. You cannot change that man. But when you go to the throne of grace, if you're an obedient daughter and you're walking in obedience to God's word, when you pray for your husband or for anybody, this starts at the top. It says the king's heart. So that comes right on down to mine and yours. You know, I used to think that we had a free will. until I've read the scripture so many times now, I realize that God moves on people's hearts due to prayer. He changes us. You know, I mean, there's just so many stories in God's word where some king was sitting there doing nothing, and all of a sudden he just said, "Hey, I think I need to go over here to whatever and wipe out so-and-so." And you think, what made him do that? God did. That's just like right now, what I believe is fixing to happen in the Middle East, and it's going to happen because Israel is not putting God first. You know, they don't believe in Jesus over there. So God is going to bring a thermonuclear war into Israel, and he's going to destroy a lot of people, and he's going to wipe out the Islamic world all around Israel. They're all going to die. The scripture says he's not going to leave none of them. He's going to kill them all. And that's what the scripture says. And then he says after that, they're going to live in peace for a little while. And then he said, because they still refuse to acknowledge me as their Lord and their God, then I'm going to take and reach out and put a hook in the jaw of Magog and Gog, and I'm going to bring the Russians down there. He's going to reach up and hook them and bring them down there and have them begin to annihilate his country, Israel. And he says that as they begin to destroy the cities and rape the women, ravish the whole place, he said, after about half of the people are destroyed, he said, then my anger will flare at them, and I'm going to only leave one out of six to the Russian soldiers alive. I'm going to kill five out of six on the fields of Israel. It's going to take Israel 7 months to bury the dead, and they're going to burn the weapons for the next 7 years. Now, all that's written in God's Word. Now, who was in control of all that? God. Whose heart was he moving on? Whosever he wants to. And when we pray, you talk about moving on your heart. Hey, he can move on your heart. He can change you. Now then, if you want to learn how to pray for your mate so you can walk in obedience to God and get along with your mate, you need to learn how to go to the throne of grace. If you learn how to go to the throne of grace and how to pray, you can walk in peace.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.